Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416.
National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Yes, a very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your Yarn in Circle, the Murray Grapevine. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns. That's BBM, Bummer Brit Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to the NERS, National Indigenous Radio Service. You can have your say by calling us on that daily number, The number is 1-800-422-416. Sorry, I'm running these teeth and for somebody else. The number again, 1-800-422-416. The text number, if you want to text us, 045-714-0550. And our Facebook page as well, BBM 987 FM. So we are covered across the board with all directions in regard to conversations. You can have your say, Yarn Up Strong, here on the National Talkback program with the Bawdy One, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I'd like to acknowledge traditional owners of the land we broadcast from and to all our traditional owners across this deadly country of ours. Welcome back to National Talk Black. Have your say and Yarn Up Strong. All right, to Deadly, going to catch up a yarn there with Deadly sister, Shakira Clint, an Indigenous actor and singer, and talk about the Darlinghurst Theatre Company presents Still I Rise, a night of music stories by Shakira Clint. On the line, Shakira, good morning. How are you?
Hello, thank you for having me.
Two Deadly Sister, thank you very much for coming along to the program. And before we start...
Too deadly to be invited, I feel real class now.
You up there, girl. Shut up.
I'm up now.
All right, Two Deadly, now listen, thank you for coming. Now, before we start, let the mob know who your mob, where you from.
Hello, I'm a proud Wangan Yamadin Yungar Gidjit woman from Perth, Western Australia. I'm a Yaren, I'm Kropan Yungar, so Ningli Yaren's daughter. Anne Forrest and David Yan's granddaughter. So
beautiful.
Those are my mom.
Come from
and
good bloodstream.
On my father's side, African American, Native American, Indian, Cherokee, Iowa, Blackfoot.
Ah, yeah, too deadly.
Yana.
What's that fruit
mama,
salad?
Mama's American. She's like, all these proper related to me too.
You got cousins everywhere, all across the globe. Learn there, sister.
Mama.
No. Too funny. Darling, thank you very much for coming along. So let the mob know who Shakira Clinton is. Tell us your stories, my sister. It's virtually in the theatre show with Still I Rise, and that is about your life. So give us a snippet, please, sister.
Well, I'm not that flash. I'm not that famous.
You flash now. You're talking to Trendy Trev or National Talk Black. You've arrived.
I've made it now.
Yeah, there you go. Well, downhill from here. Shut up. Knock off. Knock off. Hey, we're supposed to be serious professional, buggy. What the muck around now? Be serious.
Shut up. Okay, real professional now. Look, it's basically about my theatre because I went to... graduated from NIDA. I've been in the industry. I'm still relatively like putting a foot through the door now.
Yes,
you
yes.
know?
Kick it down, baby. Kick it down, baby. Kick it down.
Yeah, working with the greats like Ozla Jovic and Deborah Melman and a voiceover little Jay Big Cubs, but working on a show with Ozla Jovic and Elaine Crombie for Barbara and the Cat Dogs and just being surrounded by greatness.
Good company, yeah.
Yeah, strong women,
yes.
And then being in the industry, what do you get from it, and where you want to go, especially as a woman, as a black woman, as an Indigenous woman, and how society keeps kind of boxing you in.
Yes.
You got to break down those doors. There,
exactly.
Go. Yeah.
Kick it down.
Yeah.
Well, look, and I, as a black man, look, we face racism, but then as a black woman, I feel as though, well, sexism is at the table as well as racism. Mm-hmm. So you're virtually bam, slam, slap two ways, left, right, and centre by those two forms.
Exactly. And like being on I'll tell a story about being on a commercial set and Brother Maine had to tell the director what my name, like, he's like, how hard is it for you to remember Shakira? Because the director kept forgetting my name. So it's little things like that that I've accumulated in my life story.
Yes. And when you look at something, well, we would say fundamental, but forgetting my name, I'm at the table too. You know, the most important word in English language, supposedly, is a person's name. Hey, you forget my name. You director, Bagheera.
Like, you know? Instead of, they got Shaniqua. I'm like, yeah, I look like a Shaniqua.
Shut up. But you know what, my sister? Success is the best revenge. And hence the name of this this theatre, this show here, Still I Rise. And that's exactly what you do. And that's what we need to do as black people, is just rise, exactly. Get knocked down, and keep standing up.
Exactly. And, you know, I come from a strong warrior woman, especially my mom, because my parents separated. So mom had to get her law degree whilst being a single mother.
Whoa.
And it took her 6 years, but she did it. And it was...
Well, big shout out to mum. Congratulations. She's leading from the front. You got no excuse now not to be successful, you little dot. Shut up. True. Check yourself before you wreck yourself. No. Shut up. Yeah. True. Bring the cameras in. Let's go. Take 45.
With a cup of tea,
true. Enamel cup, true. Five sugars, powder milk, bullion rice. Shut up.
Shut up. Tell this black fellow, shut up.
There it is, sister. There it is.
But yeah, I'm really excited and very, you know, it's a deadly opportunity. But also, I hope there's more because, you know, we need more. Like
yes,
you said,
exactly.
Brother, we need more stories. And more Indigenous faces on screen and in theatre, not just the token one.
No, exactly. Well, we've all got a story to tell, haven't we? Mm-hmm. And we use whatever vehicle that's available. And, of course, you're using theatre. You're using acting. And that's what you do, my sister. And, look, it's fantastic. So has the show started? Still Arise? Has it started?
It opens on the 5th, so next week.
Okay.
On the 5th of May, and then it ends on the 9th. So,
okay, right, yeah. And that's at Darlinghurst Theatre, right?
At Darlinghurst Theatre, they're real flash names.
Yeah, true. True, darling. You're too deadly.
You're too darling. You're just real deadly, that darling.
All right, that's fantastic. So give us a bit of background. What else, what other work have you done, and what does the future look like for Shakira Clanton?
Well, I've just finished a Stan show that's coming on soon called Eden, playing... Gosh, Constable O'Shea. Her name's Laura O'Shea. I should know this. Real
yeah, true.
Name.
Hello. Sorry, what's your name again?
I don't know. It's Anikla.
No, shut up. Oh, too deadly.
Hopefully, you know, more theatre opportunities, but it's just coming into it now. I was blessed to do an SDC show with the Long Forgotten Dream, and then do a one woman show the weekend, and then do the I'm Still With Her at Darlinghurst Theatre, and do Barbara and the Camp Dogs with Elaine Crombie, come on now, royalty, and Ursula Jovic. I was like getting singing lessons from Ursula herself, which was incredible.
Good.
So and now it's just still, you know, opening that door there, brother, but also more opportunities because of coronavirus.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
You know.
And doing what you can in that space and navigating through COVID-19, aren't you?
Yeah, especially because the arts is it's really important, and it's just hopefully more artists, we do get more work and more funding because art is important, and it's, you know, it holds strength for a lot of people.
Sure. Beautiful.
Yeah.
Too deadly, my sister. Well, congratulations. Yeah. So it kicks off Still I Rise Wednesday 5 May. It goes right through Sunday 9 May. That's Darlinghurst Theatre. So all you mob who are heading down that way, whatever you do, go and check it out. Otherwise, Shakira and Trinity Trevor are going to be talking about your mob.
Cup of tea,
so. Yeah, there you go. Come in for a cuppa, have a yarn, and watch me throw it down.
Listen to it.
Yeah, don't act. Too deadly. You act, sister. You act, you do it. Hey, Deadly Liana with you, my sister. Love your personality.
Thanks
keep
so
bubbly,
much.
Keep black, thank keep deadly, brother. Keep strong. And we'll yarn soon, Shakira Clanton.
Thank you, my brother.
One love, sister, one love.
See you, my brother.
Bye bye. There it is, Too Deadly. Beautiful, beautiful yarn there. That's a beautiful yarn there with Shakira Clanton. And she's an actor and a singer and also strong in her story in regard to Still I Rise, which will take audience on a personal look at Shakira's life. So fantastic. That's Darlinghurst Theatre Company presents Still I Rise, happening on Wednesday 5 May right through to Sunday 9 May. So do check that out. See an up-and-coming sister in action. And look, the way she speaks, she's very confident. confident and very strong, and talks about her life as a woman and as a black woman at that, racism and sexism, and look, prevalent in this world we live in today. We need to stamp it out, you mob, so be strong. Add to the conversation here on National Talk Black, that daily number, 1-800-422-416. Number again, 1-800-422-416. Yana with the border and Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black. And we're live here at the First Nation radio station here in Cairns, tropical North Queensland. Liquid sunshine at the moment, but it's all good. Wake up every day. Every day, Bud Brown's a good day. And we go across the nation. Thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Big shout for the mob there to Delhi. Yarn up strong here on your daily program, National Talk Black. So that Delhi number again, 1-800-422-416. Well, we're going to catch up a yarn now with Hannah Yard, psychologist, PhD candidate and lead author, the research paper. She leads author of How Does Race Play Out in Schools? A Scoping Review and Thematic Analysis of Racial Issues in Australian Schools. On the line, Hannah Yard, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great. How are you?
I'm well. I'm well. I think your work be cut out for you working in this space. Racism, yeah. You know, it raises this ugly head everywhere, but yeah. Prevalent in schools, I like to think, you know, which is sad. But first of all, start, Hannah, we'd like to ask Mob, who your mob, were you from? Who's Hannah Yarrad? Is I pronounced that surname right?
Hannah Yarrad, yes.
Yarrad. Yeah. So, Hannah Yarrad, tell us who you are, where you're from, and then tell us about this research paper that you're doing.
Absolutely. So, yeah, so my name's Hannah Yarrad. I'm from Melbourne. I've got a mixed background. My family's from Eritrea and Australia, so a country in East Africa.
Okay.
And I am a PhD student and psychologist working in this space. So, yes.
So, and the paper is How Does Race Play Out in Schools? So, what are your findings in that regard?
Yep. So, the article that was recently published, so essentially it was exploring racial issues in primary schools in Australia and basically pulled together sort of all the studies in Australia and analysed some common themes. And so overall, firstly, I guess the most important finding was that there wasn't a huge amount of research in Australia exploring this. Most of what we...
What are you saying? It was front and centre, was it? Easy to find?
Pardon?
What are you saying? You're saying it was, wasn't hard to find, so was it front and centre in regards to racism?
Yeah, there just wasn't a lot of... Because what it was a review study. So that's where we look at all the studies that are already published to figure out what we know in the field. And so essentially, initially, there wasn't a huge amount of research being done in this space.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Before you started your research, there wasn't a lot of research made.
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Exactly. And there is some wonderful research, but a lot of what we know comes from the US and the UK. But what we did find was sort of four main themes. So they were around sort of a lack of teacher competence and confidence sort of dealing with racial issues in the classroom, white normative teaching, colour evasiveness, and a lot of silencing of sort of racism and racial issues.
So when you look at it, a majority of teachers across this country, especially in the last 20 years or so, have been non-Indigenous teachers. And so they wouldn't know racism if they stood on it, so to speak. Yeah?
Yeah, so a lot of the teaching profession at the moment, yes, you're right, is predominantly white.
Mm.
And so that perhaps sort of plays into some of that misunderstanding.
Yes.
You haven't had perhaps a lived experience of those things. So, yeah, and I guess this idea that... not talking about race and sort of the idea that kids don't see race and that they're sort of, they don't see race, they don't see colour, sort of plays into this, I guess, avoidance of discussing those issues.
And so we're from here. Is it, this could be a vehicle in regarding education of the education system in regarding how to work through racism if it rears its ugly head? From teachers, we are the leaders at the front, are we not?
Yes, absolutely. And schools are a really crucial place where children learn a lot of positive and negative messages around race and ethnicity. So it really is a perfect space to explore what we can be doing more here in order to guide children towards those more pro-social views and away from that prejudice, those prejudicial views.
Well, the education system is the foundation of young Australians moving into the future in the adult world. So if they're being racist, that's put upon them or given out, it can leave a big hole, so to speak, in regarding the weakness of that foundation, yeah?
Yeah, absolutely. And sort of avoiding those conversations and what the research shows around that is that if we avoid it, it either leaves children with sort of negative views that might be unchecked and continue on into adulthood, and it also doesn't give kids, marginalised kids, a space to process their own experiences of racism.
Exactly. So with the findings, do you take this as a professional psychologist? Do you take this to government, to a minister of education, or what do we do with this information once it's out there, the research paper's done?
Yeah, absolutely. So the initial paper was to sort of look at what information we have, and now the rest of my PhD will sort of focus on interviewing. So I'm really wanting to find out what kids, what they need. I really want to center the voices of students. So I'm interviewing and doing surveys with students at the moment, and then hopefully from there we can take that information, absolutely, to government and to schools as well, and to sort of figure out training and those kind of things.
Yes. And look, going back to that that ugly space, racism, like I said, it can freeze an individual in regard to inclusion or participation in their education, so it's a yucky tool, and we need to stamp it out is what we're saying. Yep.
Absolutely, 100%. We do, we want to be creating spaces that are reflective of the diversity of the students, which perhaps isn't happening at the moment, and we want a space where all kids feel a sense of belonging and they see themselves reflected in the curriculum and they feel as though they belong there.
Sure, exactly. Look, a very important conversation. Love to be keeping an eye on the situation, and look, this is a powerful piece of paper, I feel, and the work that you're doing. So thank you very much, Hannah, and all the best to your team, your family, and look, stay safe in the world we live in.
Great, thank you. Same to you.
You take care, Hannah. Bye-bye.
You too, bye.
Dilly Young there, Hannah Yarrad, her name is, a psychologist, a PhD candidate and lead author in a research paper, which is How Does Race Play Out in Schools? A Scoping Review and Thematic Analysis of Racial Issues in Australian Schools. And look, as a black man, I know all about racism in schools. I know back in the day when I was going to school, I was the only white kid in the form class, the only black kid in the form class of white kids, and the nickname they gave me was Kunta Kinte, Kunta, and that came from the movie Roots with Mr. Haley back in the day, made a TV series about it, and Africans coming from Africa in slave boats and become slaves over in America, and one of the lead character, his acting name was Kunta Kinte, and back in school they used to call me Kunta. So there you go. I mean, racism, and that was back in the 80s, back in the early 80s. So here we are in the 21st century, still here, of course. And look, we know all about racism. We need to stamp it out. Have your say. You might be Anna Strong. Add to the conversation here. National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Human freedom's fundamental, and justice to say right. Equality's that thin line between wrong and right. When the earth is denuded, the creature's oppressed, then justice and freedom are put to the test. We say freedom, freedom will come. Welcome freedom,
welcome freedom.
Justice, justice will come. Welcome justice, freedom, equality, justice are one. If we resist, then justice and freedom will come. Freedom will come. Welcome freedom,
welcome freedom.
real savages keep the oppressed so poor. Resistance will break the stealth eagle's claw. Peace is much more than the absence of war.
The man, the child, the mother earth, the land, the law, the living sun, the creatures and the living plants, all proud as one, they chant freedom.
Freedom, welcome. Welcome, freedom. I call for brothers and sisters, shed generations of blood. Freedom will triumph, justice endure, when we struggle united against every war.
The man, the child, the mother earth, the land, the law, the living sun, the creatures and the living plants, all proud as one, they chant freedom.
Freedom. Freedom. Freedom.
Voice Jeffrey Yungpingu here at your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say, you might be Yarn Armstrong, 1-800-422-416. We're going to catch up with Yarn now with Deadly Brother, that's Mayor of the Lockhart River community, Wayne Butcher. And look, talk about day three of no phones and no internet in internet connection in Lockhart River has left Mayor Wayne Butcher fuming and furious at Telstra for dragging their heels about putting an end to communication issues in Cape York community. So Lockhart River isolated yet again. Lockhart River left stranded and unsafe. On the line, Wayne, good morning. How are you?
Hey, mate. Good, Trevor. How are you, buddy?
Yeah, good, my brother. I just ran into you at the Oasis Resort there here in Cairns, and I suppose if you was in Lockhart River, brother, we wouldn't be having this conversation.
No, Russ, unfortunately. But lunchtime on Sunday, one of the towers went down again, and I think Trevor's on site now. But what is it, Thursday?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, this is the 21st century. Hello.
Oh,
you know?
Hey, exactly. Exactly. I've got bloody ministers saying, oh, you should call us when it was down, and going, how the hell am I going to friggin' call you? We've got
Thank
no
you.
Phone.
Well, exactly. Oh, so did you get the smoke signal? Did you get it? It is ridiculous.
No, but it's ridiculously bloody stupid, you know? Like,
yes.
This has happened second time this year at the same two tower in the middle between Cowan and Lockhart River, one at Batavia down and the other one at Wattle Hills. You know, they forever breaking down on us, especially in the wet, and it's dangerous time because we've got people out bush that we had to rescue.
Exactly.
And it's been pouring down for days, so
We're not talking cyclonic winds, are we? We're just talking a lot of rain at the moment.
That's the kind of environment we live in. You think that they're building robust infrastructure now so it can bloody withstand them kind of environment, you know?
So are you suggesting a new towers? Stronger towers?
I think they need to bloody seriously look at, you know, whether it's their bloody maintenance program that's failing them, or whether they need to invest more in you know, proper good infrastructures there that can withstand the weather of Cape York.
Or the crew not doing their job properly, laxy-daisy. What is it, man? You know?
Yeah, you know, a couple of years ago when the lightning struck the phone tower in Lockhart, when the contractors stand up to climb up to replace the 3G receiver, they couldn't climb the tower. The tower was too rusty.
Well, there you go. Well, need a whole new tower then, because then that's a safety issue for staff, for the crew doing their job.
Well, they couldn't think, you know. They had to wait till they knocked the tower down. So but you've got to wonder, like, how the hell did it get to that stage? You know, I think that's the problem they're having with all those.
Well, like I said, and it's just ongoing, isn't it? So if we fix it, then we just walk away from it. And then 3 months later, we're calling them back. Well, how we call them back? Let the brother know, Karen Yama, hey, brother, can you help me out here? We got no phones here, no internet connection. Murray Grapevine, I don't know. It's ridiculous.
We have to use Wi-Fi to let everyone else know, because you can't drive out of Lockhart at the moment because the rivers are up. But you know, even the Wi-Fi, we had problem when the overcast and the rain. So, you know, it was just not good enough. You know, it just keeps happening over and over again. So, you know, something's wrong in the system there.
Exactly. So when the issues are happening, like you said, it's hard to communicate. What about two-way radios? Are they stronger? Does it work?
The only reliable thing for inside lockout, but you can't phone, you know? You can't contact anyone outside.
Sure, exactly. Well, they need to look at it very seriously. So who do you talk to as the mayor of Lockhart River? Who do you talk to regarding this situation?
We flagged it with our local members, you know, member for Cook and also member for Lockhart. And I've been hammering Telstra in the media, but, you know, it's
falling on deaf ears, brother.
Well, they wouldn't be hearing me if everything was all right, you know.
So, well, exactly. Exactly. And it's fundamentals of communication in the world that we live in, brother.
Mate, you know, I'll bet you it'll be something simple like the backup generator run out of fuel.
Exactly.
Like
you know, and who polices that? Who looks after? Is that Telstra's job?
I don't know. I don't know what kind of arrangement they have, but they might have to look at some of them hippies down the road. Maybe they'll be able to help them out.
I'm laughing with you, my brother, but I'm feeling for you, cuss, you know.
You can't do any work.
But you can't. That's right.
If you own a business, you can't even run business.
Exactly.
You've lost 4 days of, you know, connectivity and.
But the other thing is people's lives are at stake here. Let's talk about the health situation. Hey.
The landlines were down too, so you wouldn't want to be having a heart attack.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
You can't call hospital.
It's very important that we get the communication done to a T, you know?
You would have been out there in a leaking boat, mate. No one's coming down.
I reckon done to a T. We're talking about Telstra. Hello. The communication manager should be at the table, should have a robust conversation and fix the problem.
Yeah.
Yeah, brother. And I believe you're in Cairns. You're in Cairns for meetings?
Yeah, but we have the, what they call the Indigenous Leaders Forum. We're all the 17 Indigenous shires throughout Queensland.
Okay.
We come together.
How often do you guys meet as a Leaders
Twice
Forum?
Twice a year.
Twice, good. Okay,
twice
well,
a year for the whole state, you know, from the brothers from right down at sisters from Cherbourg all the way up to the Straits. And,
yes.
You know, all the way up to Mornington Island, so...
And some new faces at the table?
Mate, there's been some changes at the last local government election.
Okay. Good. Yeah, and how long have you been holding the reins in your seat there, brother, as a mayor of Lockhart River?
I'm in my third term. So
third term, brother.
Nine years at the helm now.
Oh, brother, how are you travelling? All right, bro? You still passionate? Still enjoying it?
Oh, look, it's a challenge.
Yeah.
I'm always passionate about influence change on the thing and on the ground and look into how we can influence change with some of the policies that are developed for us, not with us. So,
yeah, beautiful, you know, beautiful, brother. Yep, love the wording. Is there passion to keep running again, throw your hat in the arena again, brother?
I need to mentor and coach the next one. I think.
Oh, beautiful. That's nice words. That's nice words, brother. Take a young brother or sister under your wing and guide them, hand the baton over, yeah?
Yeah, the unfortunately thing is the community got to select that, so it's a democracy got to select it. So, but we've got one young fella on board at the moment, and he came down with me for the last few days.
Oh, good. So you're mentoring at the moment, are you? Mentoring someone to take your job? You don't hear of that, brother. Usually they keep all the oppositions to the left-hand side away from the table, but you got the young fella under your wing and guiding him to take your job. That's deadly.
It's a bloody
empowerment.
It's a different ball game, the political ball game.
Yeah, of course it's, brother.
Local, region, state, and national.
Yes,
and
yes. Well, it's about leaving the egos at the door, isn't it? It's about working for the community, for your mob, and not for that man in the mirror. Or that woman in the mirror.
That's him.
Yeah,
that's
brother. Love your attitude. You too, dearly, brother. Wayne, good talking to you. Great to see you today, brother. And look, good luck with all. Please keep in touch. I don't know if you can do that, but in regard to the situation at Lockhart River, isolated yet again, my brother.
True, boss. Okay, we'll talk soon, boss.
Take care, Carl. Bye-bye. There is beautiful yarn there, sad yarn. Fired up the mayor of Lockhart River, that's Wayne Butcher, in the statement here in the media release. Lockhart River isolated yet again. Lockhart River left stranded and unsafe. So day three of no phones, no internet connection has left the mayor of Lockhart River, Wayne Butcher, fuming and furious at Telstra for dragging their heels about putting an end to communication issues in the Cape York community. Have your say, yarn. up strong, your mob. Give us a call here. If you're online, if your phones are working, internet connection, 1-800-422-416. Yarn with Baldy and Trevor. Tim, Trinity, Trev, Murray from Nakari, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns, BBM Bumbibrip Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service.
G'day, this is Guy Sebastian here, hanging up on our National Talk Black, your big yarning show, BBM 98.7. I remember the day.
Came back from the city, say, cuz where you been? Says, brother, I've been living on the wire. Live down in that gutter where the fittest survive, and plow through them fields of fire. Had a needle in a vein that profited the same, had a friend with no name who was alive. Saw the white walls of freedom, never found the black door. Saw the devil sing with angels in the choir. Sister,
we'll take you home to the land we know. Give you that peace of the evening. Give you that moon with the wind on your.
Saw people who were trapped under the whip of fat cats. Saw people there devoid of their dreaming. But deep down inside there, there's so much to hide, brother. You can see it in their eyes, there's no meaning. So take me, my sisters, and welcome me home, so I never again walk alone. Our spirit demands that we die in this land, and I know now my spirit's come home, sister.
We'll take you home to the land we know. Give you that peace of the evening. Give you that love with the wind on your face, the rains and the change of each season.
Says, brother, what you see in this land of progress, he says, I never felt them four winds a-blowing. Live with people in chains, the wounded and lame, heard besides a spoke without knowing. And them seven seas rose, and the desert lands froze. Each individual there was trapped in a prison. And my spirit cried out to know what it's all about, brother. The basis had no rhyme and no reason. Came back from the city, said, cuz where you been? Brother, I've been living on the wire.
Well, Jesse, how you doing? I hope you're feeling fine. I'm always thinking of you, 'cause you're always on my mind. And I wonder what you're doing and how you're killing time. Oh, Jesse, how you doing, dear old friend of mine? Well, did you look out of your window and see that big old
It's me, Bushtaka Bungie, and you're listening to the National Talk Black program. Makaran.
National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Waiting for the sun to rise now. Waiting for my baby to come home. Because I feel a little bit lonely, wanting to hold you before the sunrise. Feel so lonely, yeah, yeah. Feel so sad. Because I don't think you will be coming before the sunrise. Before the sunrise. Times are getting so hard now. I'm trying to forget about the past. Thinking about you drives me insane. I'm trying to forget about the past. I feel so before the sunrise. Before the sunrise.
Yeah, they call it sunrise. Bart Willoughby, which was sunrise here in far north Queensland. Hey, so you get this snorkel out of my mouth. You can understand what I'm saying. A lot of rain this way, but look, all good. We woke up this morning, and that's how we operate here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Deadly number here, 1-800-422-416. Got about 8 minutes left on the program. We're going to catch up yarn with Tony Gibbs. Tony, good morning.
Morning, Trevor. How are you going?
I'm good, my brother. How are you travelling?
Yeah, I'm pretty good. I dropped you off some flyers
yes.
yesterday.
Saw that. Thank you very much. Very colourful and
strong words. Strong words. Well, Donna done the artwork, you know, the hands.
Yeah.
And it's pretty powerful stuff, and I'm just. Anyway, we do it in Green Pack, which is still shut and supposed to be open on May the 1st, and that's an ongoing thing.
Yes.
I want to get back onto the deaths in custody.
Yep. Two more has happened. Yeah. New South Wales, Victoria. And that's 7 in the last couple of months, not good at all. That in itself is a pandemic, is it not?
That's right, Trevor. And so there's no good saying let's have another Royal Commission because it's just getting worse and worse. So what's the next step? Royal intervention? It's Crown Law. They're all locked up in prisons at Her Majesty's pleasure. I want to get on to that. When that Duke passed away, I think it was only 2 or 3 days, and they said, the firm, you know, the backer, they said, right, the official mourning is over. You know what they gave us three days or something before the crown wheel grinds on, and you know, there's no
keep the vehicle moving.
Yeah, you know, so all this royal and crown and the Union Jack in this country and coming from England, it hits me pretty hard. And I used to say that I used to.
You there? I'm losing you, Tony. Sorry. Come again.
Brother, you said.
Your phones are working like Lockhart River at the moment.
But that's black humour between the dogs, you know?
Yes.
Yeah, but you know, I'm well aware of that.
You there, Tony? No, you're breaking up, Tony. Bad connection today, brother.
Sorry?
We've got a bad connection today.
Yeah. Well, we live in the cane field, you know.
South Yeah. Oh, we've never had problems before. They're probably listening to a yarn, brother.
Yeah. And the cane fields, you know, they're like the old deep south in America cane fields and the plantation owners, you know.
And plantation owners.
But it's the same slavery. Sort of mentality, I find, you know. It's the, I've got no... United Nations reports where this area is called the Deep North, you know, there's the Deep South America and there's the Deep North up here.
Yes, exactly. No, you're breaking up there, brother.
Anytime we mention, he says the creek.
Are you moving around, Tony? Are you on mobile? I think so. You're cutting in and out, brother.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, it is a river. Dogray, when it floods, that's the one, you know, there's thousands of tons of cane going onto the barrier reef from here. People don't talk about
that. And the chemicals that go with it.
And the chemicals that go with it, it's, you know. One thing Sharon said last week, I'd like to mention, we talked about how the soldiers want psychiatric help and stuff. He said they choose to go to war. You know, it's not like before Vietnam time where we would have been conscripted. I had injuries and didn't go, but and stuff. And
well, in some parts it was compulsory, but in other parts, people put their name and threw the hat in the ring.
Yeah, but like someone said today, it's voluntary to go. I mean, they must know. They must have heard of Vietnam and what happened to people and how they were treated. They still choose to go.
Sure, yeah.
They still choose to go. So,
lest we forget.
Yeah, well, that's what I said. My lover there, her Memorial Day was one day before Anzac Day, and she was a true warrior for her people. And
yes,
if you got to go,
she was fighting a war all her life.
All her life, on country too, and
on country exactly.
We was on country.
Many stories like that, my brother.
That is the story. Well, you've got the tape there still. But on country, for years, we did not have a phone up there. There was no security. And so that makes you live the old way.
Isolated, the old way, exactly.
It makes you live very carefully. And you tune with the country and you don't have accidents. You don't because you've got no phone or you're cut up by the river. I mean, I live that life. I'm in town now. I get really wild. That freedom song, We Cannot Go Down the River, that's ongoing, and there's a big crowd coming back soon if they open that park, and I'm going to play to that crowd, and I've got piles and piles of posters, and I'm going to flood this town with them.
Yeah, brother. Fight the good fight. That's exactly what you're doing.
Yeah, because we're in the cane fields, mate, and we're ruled by councillors that have interest in the cane field or farmers, ex-farmers that have become councillor. They're used to black labour. They're used to being the boss man, you know?
Exactly, brother.
And so when they close a river with a huge indigenous population we got here to take our rights away, it's like David Hicks found himself with Afghanistan people. I found myself amongst the people here, and a lot of us have got a strained silence to do with my wife's death. She was a king, but she was a queen pin. She was a queen, mate, and I've got no satisfaction in this country. I can't even guarantee me and her are going to have a grave together.
Yeah, exactly, I'm so, brother.
I'm so angry and wild. And I'd like to...
Feeling your hurt and your anger, my brother.
Well, you know, we have to... You can't get psychiatric help. We have to deal with it. And I hope the show doesn't get weaker, Trev. I'm happy to get on today. Because
yeah, and the only voice you've got at the moment, my brother. I've got to go to the news, my brother, but thanks for the chat and stay strong. Tony Gibbs.
Yeah, have a good weekend, everybody. What is it, the Queen's birthday weekend or something?
Yeah. Labor Day.
Labor Day, that's the one. Yeah,
so get out there, do some labor is what we're saying. Build this country. All right, brother Tony, thank you.
Bye.
Dele Yonder, Tony Gibbs, local regular caller here at Gordonville at the base of the Walsh Pyramid there at Gordonville, and fighting for the green patch, the Mulgrave River, and always have conversation with that Dele brother. Have your say, Yon, I'm strong, but you have to do that tomorrow. Your mob, Murray, going to sign off. Thank you very much for your company. Stay black, stay deadly, stay strong. More importantly, stay safe. We're still in a pandemic. Too deadly.